Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show, also editor over at the Pre-Market Prep website. That is where we will link to below this interview. Now, Joel, we'll go through a couple individual sectors, all within the broad markets, and some of which I think have maybe a bit more long-term bullish outlook, and some of which might just be some short-term bounces here. But again, who knows with the way these markets have gone, especially early on this year, the big swings more so towards some of the value stocks outside of growth. But that being said, let's start with some of these reopening stocks, because we look at, a wide range of these stocks, including airlines that had been under some pressure. But now with the outlook, I think from more and more people coming that we're going to put COVID behind us, people can start getting out and doing even more, even though they were, for the most part, able to over the last year. It does seem like there's a number of individuals that seem a bit more comfortable starting to at least plan some trips here. That's a huge sector if it does get a bounce. And Joel, what do you think about the whole reopening trade, and if it is now on a bit smoother track to a more bullish, continued bullish outlook?
Good afternoon, Chad and Corey. Thanks for having me. I guess I'm one of those people that are part of the reopening trade. Made a trip earlier in January, planning another one in March, and then you guys are probably too young to remember, but I'm going to an Elton John concert tonight.
Rocket Man.
Well, good on you. So then you are one of the people, too, that's getting out there, right? This does provide a very direct boost to these type of stocks now that people are actually starting to spend money on activities outside of their house.
Yeah, exactly. I just think, money moves around, right? The growth trade didn't work out in January the way I think wanted. And now that you're moving to the reopening trade, I think you've seen, at least in the United States here, you've seen, some downtrends. And I think people are just like, they're either A or they're like, the heck with it. 2 years of malaise and people are getting out. So, things maybe kick-started a little bit. You had that consolidation with Frontier Airlines along with Spirit, so that gets people looking at, some of the smaller carriers. The cruise lines, they need traffic to get going. Carnival Cruise Line has turned, made its bottom in 18 and is moving north. So, yeah, I like it. I like these stocks. I like what it's, projecting out for the economy. So, yeah, the reopening trade, it's here. Am I hopping in here, a move from 18 to 22? Well, you might have to take a little bit of a pullback. But, the reopening trade is showing some legs.
Yeah, Joel, I've noticed that on the cruise stocks that they've also bounced in sympathy with the airlines, as you mentioned. And I actually just flew as an antidote Frontier Airlines over the holidays to go see my family. And I've gotten all these emails from them about setting up the travel season, specials for people to go take, flight things with that consolidation between Frontier and Spirit that you mentioned. And so I do think there's a push there. My question would be, with these high oil prices, with oil up in the 90s, yeah. Does that help these companies' profits, or does that hurt people wanting to go travel with these high energy prices?
Yeah, that's definitely a major negative for, that's their biggest expense. I think, airlines, I think Delta hedges. So I think that, some of these companies, with the wild swings that you've had in crude oil, if you're, a large user of, crude oil, or gasoline or natural gas for that matter. You got to have some pretty sophisticated hedging tactics. So yeah, it's definitely a headwind, but if they're hedging out against it, or they, maybe they have the price flexibility, right, to increase prices a little bit. I think they probably learned how to conduct business in a whole different way over the, last year and a half, 2 years. So maybe that's, overall translating into some better operating procedures and bringing down expenses. Maybe they're getting hit a little bit in the on the crude oil, but, maybe they're making it up somewhere else.
So, Joel, the reopen trade depends so much on the consumer getting out, spending money. Although the problem is, at least we've heard from some of the more gloom and doom commentators, is that people are running out of money. We're already seeing higher credit card debt. So do you think that individuals will have the ability to actually spend to the degree that they need to really get these stocks and get these companies going?
People are willing to spend. I mean, hey, you know, to drill down on the individual debt, that's a hard thing. I think a lot of people have increased their awareness to the financial markets, and maybe they're doing some good investing, right? I think I've also, you know, you've had a period of saving over the course of time, right? Not spending as much money. I mean, it's hard to argue about, you know, where the debt levels are, but I think just people's, you know, wanting to get the hell out of the house and do things, they'll find the resources to be able to do it, whether it's money from their disposable income, money they've been saving up. Hopefully they're not taking it out of their investments accounts to do it. But I mean, you have to, you know, to speculate what can happen over consumer debt. I mean, that's, if you're going to let that stop you from making, you know, investment or trading decisions, then you're not going to be doing a whole lot except sitting on cash. And we know with rising rates and rising inflation, you know, the last place, really, last place you want to be is cash.
Well, Joel, that brings up an interesting point, because with these rising rates on tap for most people believe in March and a series of rate hikes, there's one sector that has had a bright spot and has correlated positively to that, and that's the financial sector. What do you make of the financial sector here?
They got beat up off earnings that weren't too bad, right? I think actually Bank America, that's been really the best in brand here. They had a huge increase in deposits. It was punished. JP Morgan, a little bit slower to respond. They did have a, you know, I believe they missed on sales a little bit. But Bank America is right, sneaking right back up to that $50 level, just hit 52 earlier in the session, starting to give some back. Perhaps a little bit too much too fast. But the recent high of the move back in January was at 50.08. JP Morgan, yeah. I mean, if there's anybody that's going to, you know, benefit from the higher rates, it's the banks. And they finally, JP Morgan caught a bid today. And Bank America has been strong the whole time. So Bank America, $50 level's big. You got to keep an eye on that. It did hit it today, I believe, going to 50.02, but now it's pulled back. But yeah, supposed to benefit from higher rates. It's going to be your banks.
Joel, do you have a favorite bank or favorite couple banks that you think are set up better if this run continues for financials broadly?
I kind of just go with your best in breed, JP Morgan. That's been a little bit slower to respond than the Bank of America. So the fact that it's not back at its recent high and the recent high of the move, I think I would go with you, JP Morgan. They seem to be able to, you know, navigate all kind of, you know, different environments, you know, with the, you know, the trading and the credit card business and whatnot. So I'd say I'd go with the biggest and the baddest, and that'd be JP Morgan.
Well, Joel, one thing that we were talking about before we started recording is that really across the board, we're seeing a lot of stocks that got hammered really over the last month or two have a little bounce. And the question is, which sectors is this for real, and which ones are they possibly just a relief rally? Like when we look at the social media stocks, many of them sold off in sympathy with Facebook, but we've seen a couple of outliers bounce back a little faster, like Snap. What do you make of this overall bounce back? Is it here to stay, and is it a larger trend, or are some of these just so technically oversold that they're just letting off a little steam?
Probably a combination of both. I think that, you know, the Facebook pretty much put a curse on the entire social media sector. And what, you know, investors are waiting to see, hey, you know, is this a Facebook problem, or is this, you know, an entire social media problem? Snap, which is, you know, already been integrating more into, you know, virtual reality, has a younger demographic, benefited. So, you know, Snap, I mean, it with the gap up it had, you know, there's probably a little bit hesitancy to go long to stock, but sometimes, you know, gaps aren't filled for a long time or forever. Twitter's still due to report. That held up a little bit better on the Facebook day. They can pull out a surprise. So, I mean, what you can do with these stocks that have already, made a move off their low, and it pulled back. Maybe they pull back a half, three quarters, and you can take a look at them and lean on the low of the move. But definitely, they've been beat up, and they're certainly due for a rebound. And, even stocks that are in the steepest downtrend, they still have bounces. They still have retracements. So after prolonged sell-offs, yeah, why not take a shot? I see Twitter got down to 32 on the Monday that we bought them, got up to 38 off the stat earnings. It's pulled back. I believe they report a little bit later. So the whole social media space is not Facebook.
That is very true. Although Facebook, boy, oh boy, they are a big player in that space. But something that Facebook is doing, something that some of the other larger social media companies are doing, as you mentioned, Joel, is they're looking maybe a little bit outside of simple social media and the simple marketing avenues where they generate a lot of their cash. Do you think that's the next growth avenue here? The next big winner out of social media will be somebody that is able to diversify a little bit outside of the simple social media narrative as we know it?
Yeah, the advertising. I think one thing too you have to keep in mind is the Apple privacy policy. Took a really a while hit. Obviously, Facebook and other companies harder than others. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're getting in subscription services. I don't know. With a company like Facebook, I mean, they're fully committed to the metaverse, right? And I think something to, perhaps bring back their growth. It's, they've been known to make acquisitions. So maybe, they're going to make some kind of acquisition to speed up their, acceleration to the metaverse. So, that could be something they could kickstart it and get it going. It's been since that earnings report. I mean, it has been down. Well, did it have one little up day? Let's see here. Yeah, it's been down every day. I'm just looking at monthly support on this, and I really don't see anything down to the 207 level. So, it's due for a bounce. It's oversold, but you can say that for a lot of stocks for a long time and just get more oversold.
Well, Joel, it'll be interesting to see how this whole metaverse thing envelops. I just watched a whole 1 hour investing show on real estate companies that are doing virtual reality and retail stores that are trying to get set up in the metaverse. So that's a whole other theme. But just one more sector that I think we should touch on, and that's the bounce back in the cryptos. Mm-hmm. They seem to be correlated to the general stock markets more than they do, being a counter hedge or anything like that. They just seem to rally when the other tech stocks rally. Are they heading back up in a more positive direction, or are they just floating around like a candle in the wind, Joel?
Yeah, I mean, you want to call them inflation hedges. I mean, it seems like it always had a different, it always has a different character. I mean, I think you just, you had to wash out under 35 technical move. I mean, it was cut in half from 70 and just caught a bid. Whether or not, it was related to, the inflation numbers as a hedge, it seems to just have its own mind. It seems to trade pretty technical to me. So you've had a real nice bounce off the recent low, and you had a bunch of lows at 45.5 before you broke down, right? Old support, new resistance. You hit that today, taking a little bit of a breather. So you want another leg up higher, you got to clear 45.5 on a closing basis in Bitcoin.
All right, Joel, we'll wrap it up here. A lot of different sectors that we discussed here. And look, there is still a lot of opportunity in these markets, especially after this little pullback that we have had to start this year broadly. But again, there are still a lot of people worried about a bigger market correction coming, but you can't be playing scared all the time, because as you said, then you're going to be sitting in cash too much, because hey, there's still a lot of opportunities out there. Joel, thank you as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat next week. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
All right. Thank you.